With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. As human development and road traffic increases, Montana is looking at how to help wildlife get around roads and keep drivers safe in the process. A new study is looking at building passes under Interstate 90 near 9 Mile west of Missoula. Montana Public Radio's Ellis Julin has more.
Montana has the second highest rate of wildlife vehicle collisions per capita in the country. Within the state, there are certain areas that are especially dangerous. Kylie Paul is a road ecologist with the Center for Large Landscape Conservation. She recently addressed a crowd of more than 40 people at the 9 Mile Community Center.
Basically, a third of the reported vehicle crashes here are with wildlife. And that's almost triple the statewide average of 12%.
Paul is part of a team of citizens and nonprofits that has proposed wildlife crossings to help animals like grizzly bears, mountain lions, black bears, and elk move from the Flathead to the Bitterroot. Right now, I-90 stands in their way. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Bear Specialist Jamie Jonkel also spoke at the meeting. He said this landscape funnels wildlife through the valley.
You know, all those animals, all those wildlife coming out of the Missions and the Salish, you know, get down into Flathead River bottoms, boom, they're up here on the reservation divide, and it's just the ridges lead right into the 9 Mile Valley.
The groups are studying the idea of underpasses below east and west 9 Mile bridges and the expansion of the 6 Mile Creek culvert. The project has initial funding from the state to look at engineering options. That work starts this month and should take a year to complete. Once it's done, the groups will need additional funding to build the wildlife crossings. In Houston, I'm Ellis Julin.